For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Clouds could foul up the view of the total eclipse of the sun today. Millions are hoping to see the eclipse. You'll be able to see it along a narrow corridor stretching from Mexico to the U.S. to Canada if the clouds don't interfere.
Many people are scrambling to reach the best eclipse viewing spots in time for Monday's celestial show and hoping for good weather. They came by planes, cars, and RVs to destinations along the 115-mile corridor of totality. Waxahachie, Texas, near Dallas, is flooded with visitors, says diner owner Nazir Musa.
My understanding is there's going to be over 100,000 that are going to be right in town here looking at this eclipse.
But when people made their reservations, they couldn't know. Clouds are now in the forecast from Mexico to Dallas all the way to Lake Erie. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today we expect to hear from former President Donald Trump on the sensitive issue of abortion.
On his social media site, former President Donald Trump says he plans to issue a statement on abortion, and he's expected to announce his position on when in pregnancy abortions should be banned. In an interview on WABC Radio last month, Trump suggested he was leaning towards supporting a ban at around 15 weeks of pregnancy. President Biden's campaign, meanwhile, has been spotlighting the issue. Jennifer King, Washington.
Today, President Biden will announce details of a new plan to ease student loan debt for millions. He'll talk about it today in Wisconsin. To the Vatican now. The Vatican is declaring sex change operations and surrogacy grave threats to human dignity. Ukraine is denying Russian accusations that it fired exploding drones at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, which Russian forces have been occupying. South Carolina has won their NCAA basketball championship, beating Iowa 87-75. This is AP News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've got the entertainment update for you now.
Actors Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher are splitting up. They say they filed for divorce last year after more than 20 years together and 13 years of marriage. They have two daughters and a son. Let's get it on till the early morning. Sean Paul will start what he's calling his greatest tour, May 2nd in Orlando, Florida. It's been 21 years since his song Get Busy was a hit, and Paul says he's married with kids now.
It's changed for me now, because when I say get busy, it's like I'm telling the kids to do their homework or or clean stuff up.
Saturday was ABBA Day around the world, with flash mobs, disco parties, and tribute acts marking the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest with Waterloo. The band members say it's slightly dizzying and deeply humbling that their music still resonates. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
After 3 months without a winner, a Powerball ticket bought in Oregon matched the winning numbers, which were 22, 27, 44, 52, 69, and the Powerball 9. The drawing for the $1.3 billion jackpot was set to take place Saturday night, but the Multi-State Lottery Association made this announcement.
Because of a technical problem tonight, we are unable to bring you the Powerball drawing at this time.
The drawing did not happen until 2:30 Sunday morning. Officials say the delay was because one of the lotteries that make up Powerball, which is played across the country, needed more time to complete the pre-draw process of verifying tickets. Police in Vermont are seeking a suspect who started a fire Friday outside the office of Senator Bernie Sanders. He was not there. The small blaze caused minor damage, but no injuries. Authorities say an unknown male suspect sprayed what they described as a possible accelerant on the office door, which is on the third floor of the building, set it on fire, and fled. They say the motive is unclear. When the Burlington Fire Department got there, they found the blaze between the vestibule, the elevator, and the entrance door. The door suffered moderate fire damage, and much of the third floor sustained significant water damage. No reports of major injuries or structural issues. The earthquake may have been centered in New Jersey, but was felt in New York City, where skyscrapers are built to withstand most earthquakes. Structural engineer Elizabeth Mosh says wind is the issue.
As long as they last through a windy day, there's no problem, if especially a small earthquake.
And she says
the epicenter being closer to the surface means there's more up and down in the earthquake, and that's why more people perceived it. And it bothered buildings less.
Meanwhile, some are cashing in on the quake, like Big Frog Custom T-shirts, where Kerry Cooley says they're selling out of I Survived the NYC Earthquake shirts.
We just thought it would be kind of a joke to put in the window. We had no idea any of this was going to happen.
Julie Walker, New York.
The now aging hippies, who took over a derelict naval base in Copenhagen more than 50 years ago and turned it into a freewheeling community known as Christiania, want to boot out criminals who control the community's lucrative market for hashish by ripping up the cobblestone street where it openly changes hands. Over the years, there have been many attempts to halt the illegal sales, which have often ended in violent clashes between criminal gangs and police, with trading then quickly resuming. On Saturday, residents started digging up Pusher Street, after which they can receive government money earmarked for the area's renovation. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Millions of bags of laundry detergent pods are being recalled by Procter & Gamble over a defect in the outer packaging. The recall is for certain batches of Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel laundry detergents, manufactured between September of 23 and February of this year. Procter & Gamble says the outer packaging can split open near the zipper track, making it easier for children to access the colorful pods, which have been confused for candy. Ingesting detergent can lead to very sick stomachs, liver and kidney damage, and skin and eye injuries. If you have the bags being recalled, you should first store them out of the reach of children, then contact Procter & Gamble for a refund and replacement packaging. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Godzilla Kong, the new empire, continues to put its mark on the box office. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
Moviegoers still love the newest of the Godzilla vs. Kong movies. It made $31.7 million domestically in its second week of release, keeping its spot as the number one movie. Monkey Man, a revenge thriller set in India, debuts in second. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is third. The First Omen, a prequel to the Omen movie from 1976, comes in fourth. Kung Fu Panda 4 is number five.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Kulbaugh. Caitlin Clark was denied a national championship in her final collegiate game. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
South Carolina is the NCAA champions of women's basketball for the second time in three seasons, following an 87-75 win over Iowa. Tessa Johnson scored a team-high 19 points as the Gamecocks became the first team since UConn in 2016 to complete a perfect season. Camila Cardoso had 15 points and 17 rebounds for South Carolina.
They do a great job on defense, and just by seeing how hard they play makes us want to play defense harder.
Caitlin Clark scored 18 points in the first period to put the Hawkeyes ahead 27-20, but she had just 12 points the rest of the way and shot 10 for 28 as Iowa dropped the title game for the second straight year.
I don't have much time to, you know, sit around and sulk and be upset, and I don't think that's what I'm about either, is, you know, yeah, I'm sad we lost this game, but I'm also so proud of myself. I'm so proud of my teammates. I'm so proud of this program.
Clark finished her career with 3,951 points, an NCAA record for both women and men.
In the NBA, Jalen Brunson's 43 points helped the Knicks overcome 28 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists from Giannis Antetokounmpo in a 122-109 victory. Damian Lillard scored 23 points and says there wasn't much Milwaukee could do to stop Brunson.
He's getting no screens set. He's coming down downhill. He plays in the mid-range with floaters and pull-up jumpers and stuff like that. So I think the way he plays, you know, coming into these games and knowing the kind of coverages that he's going to see, I think that's kind of the reason why.
Zion Williamson's 29-point double-double helped the Pelicans outlast the Suns 113-105, leaving the teams tied for sixth place in the Western Conference.
It's that time of the season. You know, me and Coach spoke, and we're just taking it one game at a time. Every game for us is very important. We understand the situation we're in, and, you know, we're going to play the cards dealt us.
Other NBA results, Paul George hit a game-winning step back to help the Clippers rally from 26 points down to beat the Cavaliers 121-118.
I thought it was a winnable game. I knew we weren't ourselves, and so, you know, at that point, I was locked in and committed to do whatever it took to win.
The Timberwolves beat a Lakers team without LeBron James and that lost Anthony Davis to an eye injury in the first quarter, 127-117. Luka Doncic had 37 points to help the Mavericks overcome the Rockets 147-136 in overtime. The league-best Celtics handled the Trailblazers 124-107. The Pacers edged the Heat 117-115. The Thunder were 128-118 winners over the Hornets. The Magic downed the Bulls 113-98. The Raptors beat the Wizards 130-122. The 76ers put away the Spurs 133-126 in double OT. The Kings routed the Nets 107-77, and the Warriors edged the Jazz 118-110. More on the latest in sports coming up next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In Major League Baseball, the Braves had the long ball working in a win over the Diamondbacks. Correspondent Gary McKillops has more.
The Atlanta Braves slammed three home runs and defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-2, finishing off a three-game sweep of the D-backs and upping their first-place season total to 6-2. Austin Riley crushed a two-run home run in the eighth inning to ice the game for the Braves.
We'll get two more right there. Was huge. Like I said, our bullpen's been phenomenal. You know, take a little bit of pressure off them. That last inning was nice. So, you know, like I said, but they've been doing a great job.
Michael Harris and Matt Olson also had a pair of solo shots. Chris Sale picked up his first win as a Brave, going 5 1/3, giving up two runs on four hits. Arizona pieced together three singles for a pair of runs to tie the score in the fourth. Ryan Nelson went five innings, giving up all three D-backs runs and dropping his record to 0-2 on the season.
The Yankees beat up on the Blue Jays 8-3, with Giancarlo Stanton hitting an emphatic tie-breaking grand slam in the third inning. New York manager Aaron Boone.
When it's no doubter, G's going to give you that little bit of emotion after it. Like he does on occasion. So it was just fun to watch him get into one as that inning's building. You could feel that on the bench.
The Marlins snapped their winless start with a 10-3 win over the Cardinals after Skip Schumacher's team had opened the season 0-9.
I'm just happy for the guys. They can actually smile and breathe a little bit. Celebrating in there after kind of a long week, long 10 days.
Other MLB scores, the Red Sox routed the Angels 12-2. The Pirates edged the Orioles 3-2, and the Nationals were 3-2 winners over the Phillies. The Mets topped the Reds 3-1. The A's pounded the Tigers 7-1. The Royals defeated the White Sox 5-3. The Brewers blew out the Mariners 12-4. The Cubs cruised past the Dodgers 8-1. The Rays toppled the Rockies 3-2. The Astros prevailed over the Rangers 3-1. The Giants edged the Padres 3-2, and Guardians Twins was postponed. In the NHL, the Red Wings and Capitals are jockeying for position in the Stanley Cup playoffs, as AP's Dave Ferry explains.
The Red Wings moved into playoff position, but the Capitals failed to keep pace with Detroit. Lucas Raymond scored one of the Wings' three first-period goals in a 3-1 verdict over the Sabres.
Feels good to get a win. Obviously maybe not our best game, but found a way to get it done. Al played great back in net, so Big one.
Patrick Kane and Dylan Larkin also tallied in the opening stanza, and Alex Lyon stopped 37 shots. Jake Sanderson's overtime goal gave the Senators a 3-1 win at Washington. The Caps led 2-1 until Ridly Greig scored with 7:17 left in regulation. The Red Wings now own the second wild card in the East, 1 point ahead of the Capitals.
The Stars storm past the Avalanche as correspondent Bruce Morton reports in Denver.
Dallas scored 3 second period power play goals en route to a 7-4 win over the Avalanche. This gives the Stars a 5-point Western Conference advantage over Colorado with 4 games to play. Dallas center Matt Duchene.
It's a good position. I mean, it's completely in our hands, which is nice. That's what you want. We take care of business, so we'll end up being where we want to be.
The Stars broke a 2-2 tie with goals from Rupa Hintz and 80 seconds later, Tyler Seguin, while Sean Walker sat in the penalty box with a costly double minor. Minutes later, Mason Marchman added another power play goal for Dallas.
Other NHL results, Mika Zibanejad had 2 goals and an assist, and Artemi Panarin totaled 4 points in the Rangers' 5-2 win over the Canadiens. The Wild blanked the Blackhawks 4-0, and the Hurricanes shut out the Blue Jackets 3-0. The Coyotes were 5-2 victors over the Sharks. The Preds beat the Devils 3-2 in a shootout, and the Blues edged the Ducks 6-5 in a shootout. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Palestinians pray in Jerusalem on the last Friday of Ramadan, and a Bronx mosque supports migrants flowing into New York. Palestinians at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque pray on the last Friday of Ramadan amid tight security and restrictions. The fourth Friday is during the last 10 days of Ramadan, which are considered the most sacred of the month. But Palestinians in Jerusalem said there was a noticeable decrease in the number of people gathered at Al-Aqsa to pray due to increased Israeli rules about who could pray there. Mosques in New York City are struggling to house and feed migrants this Ramadan.
Our culture, you can't deny the people come to your mosque. Doesn't matter Muslim, Christian, Jews, non-Muslim, you cannot deny nobody.
Imam Omar Nias has turned his Bronx mosque into a makeshift shelter for migrants. Many of them are men from his native Senegal.
Sometime 1 week, you're gonna get 40 or 60. They come more because they don't have nowhere to go. If they come to stay the mosque, we do what we can to feed them, to help them.
His utility bills have long since outpaced his ability to pay. New York City's estimated 275 mosques are among the first places to feel the impact of the latest wave of immigration. The Islamic centers are often the migrants' first stop upon arriving in the city.
The new one, they're not working, they don't have nothing yet. They stay in a mosque.
Mosque leaders refer migrants to local organizations. But many say relying solely on the generosity of faith-based communities, many of which are already struggling to keep afloat, isn't sustainable in the long run. Faith leaders say the city needs to put more substance behind the mayor's calls for houses of worship to step up during the migrant wave, which has so far brought more than 185,000 asylum seekers to the city. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.